everybody else what they need to do in order to be saved and mess around and lose my own soul. The Hebrew writer would say, it's like a dog that throws up and goes back to it after having walked away. It's like a sow, a cow, having been washed of the muck and mire and going right back to that condition or circumstance. Friends, if I've said anything today that we need to clarify or we need help with, please contact me at the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ, 805 South Fisk Boulevard, here in Rockledge, Florida, where our zip code is 32955. Until the next time, God bless and keep you is always my prayer.
However long,
how long it takes, I don't really know.
For when it gets through with me,
good morning. Good morning. We welcome you this morning to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Live is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed. He's got it all in control. Whatever it is, he's got it.
He holds the land back from the sea. If he can do all of that, yes.
Mother Rose Vegan goes out for you this morning. Pastor Gladys Butler and Mother Annie Mae Price goes out for you. He's got it all in control.
God's got it all in control.
Got it all in control. God's got it all.
We're standing in need of prayer. We need prayer when we're sick. Lord, we need prayer when we're well. Riding along in our automobiles, we need prayer. In our home, we need prayer. On our daily occupation, Lord, we need prayer. In our school, in our churches, in our community, we need prayer. Lord God, we come today. We come as we know how. We come to bring the gospel and song. We pray that you will go out and root up and tear down in the name of Jesus. We should gain in the glory, Lord, let it go to Calvary. Lord, we come with thanksgiving. We come thanking you for another chance. Thanking you for our lying down last night. Thanking you for stationing an angel by the bedside. Handcuffing Satan and made death behave. We was able to rise from our sleeping couch this morning. Walked out and saw a brand new day, which we hadn't seen before. Was able to go down to our breakfast table. And we had food to eat. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you've been so merciful and so kind to us. You've been with us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, much as I like to, I'm not able to answer a prayer. I can't even save myself. But knowing that you're a prayer hearing God, you got all power in your hand. You know what we need even before we ask you. You know where we've been before we get back. Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, stop by. Lord, stop by and create in us clean hearts and renew with the right spirit. Lord God, touch our hands because some of us got hands and cannot feel. Some of us got a mind and can't think for ourselves. Some of us got a heart and can't love nobody. Some of us got legs and we can't even walk. Some of us got a tongue and we can't talk. Thank you, Jesus. But you being a good God, you aimed us to have a portion of our health and our strength. And for this, I just want to tell you much obliged. Lord God, stop by the Youngest Hospital. Stop by the old folks' home. Stop by the institution. Somebody needs you today, Jesus. Somebody in a special way just don't know that you're the God that never lost a case. God that never lost a patient. Lord, stop by and stop by the foster home. Stop by and let the little children know that you will be a mother for the mothers. You will be a father for the fathers. Lord God, bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Somebody need a blessing in your name, Jesus, in your name, when we can't pray any longer. Give us a home somewhere so we can praise your name. These are the blessings of your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And amen again.
Amen. tonight. Any good? I believe y'all ready to have church now. Y'all don't mind if I take a little time out and talk to you, do you? Wait.
Oh, as we celebrate Easter this morning, I knew you all have already been to Sunrise Service, but God is still good. And I'm just going to bring you a few right here this morning, talking about the resurrection of Jesus.
See, we didn't have proof that we're having some of the
testimony. Oh, this goes out this morning for Brother LaSalle William and Sister Evelyn William.
To that little old muddy pond. Y'all saw me down just a minute.
Sister Lorraine Hubbard and Brother Johnny Hubbard. Sister Martha McAllister.
But there was an old lady standing there. You know what she said? She looked at me and said, son, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid now. The reason why, because it ain't no danger. It ain't no danger. Same song that we were singing in the day. She just looked up and said, at the cross, at the cross, that's where I first saw the flash of the light and the burden of my heart. They just
Brother Charles Harris and Brother C.J. Harris, Brother Anthony Blunt, and all of the said names this morning goes out. It's special for you.
Oh. What did he do? Just listen to this. Here he was, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And although he was standing there being tempted by those around him, because one of the thieves looked over at him and said, look here, if you Jesus, the Son of God, why don't you get out off this cross and save yourself and save me along with you. And the other thief looked over at him and said, well, I don't really know whether you are or not. But I tell you what, in case you are, when you come in your kingdom, remember me. And then Jesus didn't have to die. If he had wanted to, he could have called 10,000 angels to come stand by his side. But he looked at him and told him this. He said, you not taking my life, but I'm gonna lay it down for you. And he wouldn't come down. He wouldn't come down. He would not.
Oh, he wouldn't come down. Ain't you glad about it? He wouldn't come down. You know, from the cross.
He decided to die.
Goes out this morning for Pastor Odell Watts and Mother Leteria Watson and Reverend George Meyer and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. Goes out for all the said name, Mount Moriah AME Church and all the church family. He wouldn't come down. Ain't you glad? Oh, he decided to die. Let's bring you a word about my sponsors at this time. Coming from Crest Cleaners and Laundry and all their locations, they would like to wish each of you a happy Easter on today. This is Easter, and they would like for you to have a great, great day. This is Easter. Happy Easter from Crest Cleaners and Laundry and all their locations located in Cocoa, Merritt Island, and Palm Rock Leg, and Port St. John, Vieira, Suntree, North Melvin. Now, all of their locations, they would like to wish you a happy Easter on today. Yes, and coming from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, located on Merritt Island for 16 Roosevelt Avenue, well, they got it together there, and along with his son, as along with him, as Brother Jason, they would like to wish you a happy Easter on today. Now, that's coming from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, and all of his customers around, they would just like to wish you a happy Easter on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. That's coming from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Just going to bring you one more. Riverview Memorial Garden, owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Now, that's the place where quality and service is a must. But coming from Riverview Memorial Garden, along with the owner, Brother Duncan McKenzie, would like to wish you a happy Easter on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Also, one community announcement. Just remember, on April 21st, 2017, starting around 12 p.m., Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, 474 King Street in the city of Cocoa. Now, they would like to let you know, as I've been telling you all about it, the starting time, I believe, is going to be at, the truck is scheduled to be on site anytime between 8 a.m. and 12. But what it's all about is the food drop. And you would like to be a part of this food drop, where they're looking to see you. Just come on in and don't get out your car now. Have this, sit in your car, on your bicycle, whatever you are riding, but make sure you have your ID with you. And along with the don't get out, they will load your car as you pass through, and they will have people on hand to park and attendants. They'll be on site, and they'll show you where you need to park. Have patience and go out and to the Mobile Food Drop, April 21st, 2017. They believe starting time will be at 12, but if it ain't at 12, just be patient. And then remain in your vehicle. Going back into the program and play one of the latest and the greatest.
Jesus marched him through the streets of the city and carried him in a hall called Calvary. They forced him to carry his cross. When Jesus was pierced in the side and nailed to the cross, after they had stripped him of his royal garment and gambled for it, he made seven striking utterances from the cross and finally said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And heaven could not stand it. Divinity stepped out to expose human audacity. God frowned in anger and the earth became dark. People were carrying lanterns at noonday. God drew a sign of divine indignation, and people asked, did you ever hear such thunder? He began to bat his eye on the bosom of his angry face, and people said, just look, how is lightning out here? With the stroke of his omnipotence, God fanned out nature's daylight and caused man's daytime to turn to night. The son of nature saw the son of God on the cross and refused to shine, as if two suns could not shine at the same time. The stars fell from their orbits, The moon took a judgment hemorrhage and went away in blood. The earth shook. The graves opened and the dead marched down the street asking, what is the matter? Somebody said, Jesus is dying. The veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom, and the centurion cried out, truly this must be the Son of God. Finally, they took him down from the cross and placed him in a borrowed tomb and buried him in a borrowed grave. But somewhere, late Saturday night and early Sunday morning, he arose.
And he died on the cross, just to say the sin sick and the law but he rose, yes he rose one Sunday morning and he never.
Goes out for Sister Audrey Johnson this morning and Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne.
Nothing but the sound of the hammer ringing in his flesh was ever heard. But even through all of that, he rose.
Goes out for Metropolitan Baptist Church and all your church family and the ministerial staff, Reverend DeVoe, and all the church family at Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Goes out for Pastor Loretta Bosley, Awesome God Preston, and all your church family and ministerial staff. All right, Deacon Monroe goes out for you also. He rolls.
The redeemed one to the promised land. There ain't no doubt about it. Oh, he rose.
Brother Walter Davis Jr., he rose. Sister Easter Button and Brother Will Washington, all your family, he rose.
My life is gonna be brand new. Yes, it is. When the suffering and toil and strife down here are through. I'm glad he rose. Thank God he rose. One Sunday morning. our Redeemer.
Just want to bring you one more of my sponsors at this time. ABC Land Clearing and Developing, owned and operated by Brother James A. Gowen, and he is the owner. The Pinnacle Service there, he has the Pinnacle Service now. Been in business since 1979. That's ABC Land Clearing. Like to wish you a happy Easter on this day. This is Easter, and he would like coming from ABC Land Clearing now. Just like to wish you and all your family a happy Easter on this day. Coming from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. And we have Johnny Fred Bailey Jr. there, located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. You can always give him a call at 636-3615. That's Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Now, located at 1305 Franklin Street. Looking for a car, you don't have to look no further because he has cars. If he doesn't have the one you like to have, then just let him know. He'll do his best to please you with another one. Also, from Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Now, applications, been telling you for a while, they are still looking for... They have a position vacancy. And you know what that is? They need a music choir director. They need that at Metropolitan. Now, if you haven't turned your application in, you need to turn it in. Because the deadline is April the 21st, 2017. And it must be submitted now before 5 p.m. That's Metropolitan. If you know somebody looking for a position, you look no further than Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. And they are located at 474 King Street in the city of Cocoa. And you can always, now you can always stop by and leave your application. Haven't picked it up, you need to do that. And you can call them at 636-2971. Area code is 321. That's Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Just gonna bring you one more, and that's none other than Stone's Funeral Home. The home that Richard built, established since 1923, still in business. Sister Jan Stone is the licensed funeral director and the owner. Now, they have two locations to serve you better. One funeral home with two locations to serve you. They have locations at 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melvin, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. Now it's one funeral home with two locations to serve you better. If sorrow come in your home, don't hesitate just to close to you as your telephone. Going back into the program and playing one of the latest and the greatest.
Look at Jesus today, hanging on the cross, He ain't done nobody wrong. Look at him hanging there. Look at Mary standing there in the crowd, with tears streaming from her eyes. She looked up at the cross and saw her son hanging there. She turned around and looked at the crowd, and she said, "Yo,
that's my son
hanging
on the cross.
He died.
He died for you.
Ooh, he died.
And he's died.
Yes, it
for me.
Yes, he did.
My son.
That's my son.
That's my son
hanging
on the cross for
her way down the hill. She met two men that were on their way up. One of them looked at her and said, "Mary, oh Mary, tell me what is wrong." She just stood right there with the tears still streaming from her eyes. She looked at the two men. Then she turned and looked at the cross. As she looked at the cross, she said, "Yo,
that's my son.
Mother Rose Wiggin, he died for us this morning. He was hanging on the cross, but he rose.
On the cross.
My heart is torn in pieces. presence is my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it pour like rain. Chasing after you. Oh, I no rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King.
Come on, everybody, put your hand together. Come on, put your hand together. I want to take your mind back to a hill called Calvary, where Jesus died, paid the price for your sins and mine. Anybody here know he died for you? I want to get the fruits of your lips. Do you know he died for you? I want you to know it wasn't the spikes that they put in his feet that held him to the cross. It wasn't the spear that they speared him in the side that held him to the cross. Can I get somebody to say yes here? I want you to know it wasn't the nails that they nailed in his hands that held him to the cross. But when that thief said, come down and save yourself, I want y'all to know the night that it was love. And let for you, you and you. If you know it was love, put those hands in the air. We come tonight to tell you it wasn't the nails that had
it wasn't the nails that put him on the cross. It was love.
The nail that
held him
to the cross. He could have come down, but my soul still goes. Hallelujah. The ransom was so high. Paid off. It wasn't. If you believe that, put your hands together.
Help me,
do
I just want to let you know this morning, Jesus rose, you know. He rose early on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all say it, Mother Rose Wiggins. Let's say happy birthday to Sister Becky Mitchell coming up. That's on the way this week. Happy birthday, Sister Becky Mitchell. We hope you have many more birthdays along with yours truly, Sister Mother Rose Wiggin, and all the listeners this morning. Happy birthday, Sister Becky Mitchell. But we want you to know that Jesus rose. Ain't you glad about it?
Took him down, laid him in the grave, stayed there 3 long days. But on that third day, somebody told me the man got up.
Aren't you glad about it?
That's why I can tell you, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Jesus rose. Can I say it again? Say yeah.
The clock on the wall says about my time to leave you. But just before I leave you this morning, just like to let you know what a great, great time and a great service we had on Good Friday, which was this past Friday at Mount Moriah AME Church. And had a great preacher from all of Brevard County, and they was just awesome. If the devil came in, he had to flee because of the spirit was too high. This was on Friday night, Seventh Saint. And if you were there, you can join in with me saying the same thing. Oh, we had a good time. We had different ministers. And oh, the Holy Ghost was there. Jesus was there. If you weren't there, you missed it. That was on Friday, Good Friday service, Mount Moriah AME Church. Pastor Odell Watson is our pastor. And we just enjoyed Jesus, along with others, and but we want to know, let you know right now that he rose. He died, but he rose.
He rose in my soul.
Clock on the wall says it's about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure wherever you was listening to bring you to praise and songs this morning. It's all about Easter. You know, Easter and the resurrection. Remember, you were tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour right each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Go to the church of your choice today and be blessed. And you know what? You'll be blessed by the best. And Jesus is the best. Go to the church of your choice. Oh, he rose. Brother Freddie Randall, he rose.
Jesus rose.
Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. And the best is Jesus. That's the best. See you in church today. Church service all around. We have Easter programs, and join in with some and enjoy yourself along with them. Pleasant. Good morning.
Jesus rose in my soul.